USDA's National Ag Statistics Service is going to be calling on thousands of livestock producers in the coming days. Not only is NAS preparing to release one of its most important surveys of the year, the January Cattle Inventory Survey, but at the same time, they're gathering information for the nationwide survey of sheep and goat producers. Dan Carestis, chief of the NAS Livestock Branch, says the January Sheep and Goat Inventory Survey includes nearly 13,000 sheep operations and approximately 8,000 goat producers in 48 states. He says NAS plans to contact these producers within these first 2 weeks of 2007.
We use three different ways. The most popular way that we use is to collect the information via telephone, calling up the producer and asking him the information over the phone. We also do mail questionnaires where we mail the survey out and get the information back. And then there are some producers that prefer to give the information face-to-face with one of our field enumerators through personal interviews.
Those selected to participate will be asked to provide information on the number of breeding and market sheep and goats, lamb and kids born during the previous year, as well as mohair production, wool production, and prices. And according to Carestis, the selection will provide NAS with the latest, most accurate data.
When NAS does sampling for all these surveys, we try to get a good distribution across all of the states. We also sample based on the total number of operations that there are. And we feel that a sample of 13,000 and 8,000, respectively, for sheep and goats gives us a good representation and gives us statistically reliable estimates for these two different categories.
But because it is a sample, Carestis says participation by those producers selected is vitally important.
We don't go to every operator that's out there. We go to a very small portion of the sheep and goat operators that are in the United States. That's why every response is so important. The producer is not only representing himself, but he's representing other people that are like him out there across the United States.
By gathering accurate and timely data on sheep and goat inventory, Carestis says NAS provides USDA, as well as the sheep and goat industry, the information needed to be more responsive to the American and international public, to increase consumer understanding and awareness, and to establish an appreciation for the safety and health benefits of U.S. sheep and goats and their products. What's more, he says producers can use this information when they make decisions for the coming year.
All producers nowadays, they need information, and NAS is one place where producers can get unbiased information. They can use this information to decide, should they expand their sheep herd or their goat herd? What should they do as far as marketing these animals?
All survey results will be published in the NAS Sheep and Goats Report Friday, February 2nd. The report will be available online at www.nas.usda.gov. Reporting for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.